Behold, the days come, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. Apostasy summarized means that believers are deceived by incorrect teachings. An example, prosperity gospel, seed faith, the power of positive thinking, cults such as Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormonism, Ecumenism, Catholicism, and so on and on. God will allow the Bible to be manipulated until it is not usable. Why is there an apostasy? To help understand why that is important, we read in Daniel chapter 2, verse 31 through 35. Thou, O king, sawest, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was a man. This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and arms were of silver, his belly and thighs were of brass, and his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and break them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like a chaff of the summer threshing floors. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them. And the rock became a great mountain, and filled the whole earth. The Apostle Paul was worried about his church falling away because he traveled and only stopped in here and there. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 1, the Apostle Paul spoke to the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ.